You're listening to the show about mouth harps and lichen vats. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I don't know why I still have magic.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
My dad, he turned 70 a couple years ago.
That's a number.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He was and 70, now he's not anymore.
Yeah. He's 72?
How old is our oldest listener, do you think? How old is Putin?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Awesome. He's old, isn't he? And he's not old, but
He is 67.
Okay.
Really?
67?
He's getting up there.
I never would have thought that. He's so naked all the time.
Not as old as Denise's dad.
In all the representations I ever see, he's always just shirtless. I don't know why.
It's just because it's the one?
Because it's funny? No, it's not the one. You say that.
He's always
shirtless. You've said that to me before. Yeah, it's like all the pictures you ever see. Maybe it's just because it's funny, and so that's the only ones that get shared around. Like,
maybe.
Look at this guy sitting that's with no really shirt nice on all the time.
I see what you're saying. I thought you were trying to be charitable.
Oh, why? Because he's
like he thought it was funny.
Oh,
like he thought it was funny.
Yeah,
but no, that's not a very. Yeah,
does he laugh? I don't know. I don't know how he listens to our podcast.
Laughs like this.
My dad or Putin.
he fits in the Halloween theme. Oh my god! Can you imagine any listener listening to our podcast and going? Whoa! Every time they thought something was funny.
Oh, Bathwack.
That Bathwack. He's so hilarious. Man, that would be amazing. Please, listeners, tell us if you listen to our podcast and laugh in a Halloween-y style.
And
like
also, how old are you?
Yeah. Who's the oldest? It's a contest.
Yeah. Hey, oldest listener, how old are you?
Man, what if there's like a 95-year-old grandma that writes in? I would love that so much, but there's no way. There's just no way.
Tell me that headline is an Onion article, please.
It is not. It is.
Oh my
it is
gosh.
Genuine.
That's magical.
Oh my gosh.
Russian authorities are deciding if it's illegal to paint Putin in a negligee.
Yeah. This is old. This is old news. This is from a few years ago.
Did it, well, decided. What's the, still pretty what's good. The end?
Yeah,
what's
they
the
do?
Verdict?
Is it illegal or what?
Did this artist get poked with sure. an umbrella? Poison umbrella?
I haven't seen any more paintings like this recently.
Oh, that's sad.
Do you look for them?
I know.
Recently.
Alex is an art dealer on the side.
Oh my god.
He's constantly looking for art.
Oh my god.
I have very particular taste.
Yeah, very specific.
He has a few Google search alerts set up. He
that
also
was
doesn't
fun.
Know how to spell negligent. All right. what was I doing? This.
Oh. Did we all literally start humming that at the same time? That was really weird.
I coughed and muted myself.
Okay, so maybe not all.
Abby doesn't think very much of Denise's singing voice. Denise, that was beautiful.
Oh, thanks for humming along.
I was humming, though, but a really weird low tone, so it didn't really, I don't know if you could, it was even hearable.
I was like, wait a second, I'm not the only one singing. It was very strange.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Mr. Sandman.
Down in a cavern room in Cliffside Town, greenest hues only found deep down, followed a path that just looked kind of round. Bathwax the king, look at his fancy crown. KV Lichen, the group could really go for a beer. In not much time, the path uprose, adding a new pipe to the party's woes. Now empty piping is something they knows, so Rafina almost climbs in and off they goes.
Ooh.
KV Lichen, claustrophobia ain't one of her fears. Off through the cave, they's a-marching along, thinking about the pipes and wondering what's wrong. Itching to ring those watersiders gong, except for Will, his germophobia's come on strong. Cavey, cavey, liking the surface must be near. Crumple Meyer is the paper man's name. Playing his mouth harp seems to be his game. Gwen sure is hoping he doesn't think she's lame. Getting back to his office seems to be the current aim. Cavey, cavey liking, leaving it far in the rear. Head back to the town from the Lycany place, but Merrick was leading a merry chase, walking and a harping at a leisurely pace. Eventually made it there, but it sure were in a race. Cavey, cavey like, and they've been following him for about a year. The party told him how the watersiders made them sore. They warned him that more could be in store. He went off to handle some investigative chores, gave the group some blankies for a little snore.
Blankies?
Blankies. Blankies. Cavey, cavey liking, their need for rest is quite dear.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That was very good. I wish I could have sung along, but I only know the cavey, cavey.
Me too. Lichen. I sang each verse slightly differently. So.
Yes, you did.
But you still don't know how it goes.
It was an original song. I should have not even acted like I knew the tune because obviously it was an original creation, completely original. High five.
Thanks.
I really do wish you would send us the lyrics to this so like we could follow along while you're singing because sometimes you sing fast and I can't perceive everything that you said.
I would prefer the words on the screen with a little dot.
Bouncing ball. Bouncing, especially for something bouncing like ball. That.
Yeah. That's what I would really like.
Did that
that's
originally have a bouncy ball? I feel like that's totally...
Maybe.
Gosh.
Davy Crockett.
Mm-mm.
Davy Crockett movie song. Song by Fess Parker.
Oh, wow. What kind of name is Fess?
The Ballad of Davy Crockett. It's a Disney film.
Fess short for?
Fess.
Fester?
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
That's what happened.
We have so much energy tonight.
It's a really strong,
Lycan
focused energy.
And the guy at the end, the guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Crumplemeyer is the paper man's name.
Mr. Crockettmeyer.
And I love Mr. Crumplemeyer. He seems really cool. I like this character design.
Probably at least one mouth harp in the Davy Crockett mythology lore. He's a real person. He left you in his office.
I'm so distracted because I can't find my notes. I'm sorry. Okay. Like it's because he reset my whole computer and I can't get my...
Oh, you need to log on to your other account? Is that the
problem? I guess, but I can't figure out how to do it. I've been trying to do it this whole time.
Here.
This is my notes, right? Yes. Taint brush.
Taint brush. That's the last note you have.
Why was a taint brush in the song? Dang.
Taint brush Crockett.
Okay, now
anyway,
I'm ready. All right.
So yeah, you're all here in Crumplemeyer's office. Mm-hmm. He's left you alone. He's going to look into some of these things, find out what a lawyer is.
Desk, isn't there?
He get us food.
There actually is no desk in here.
Oh, there's no desk.
There was a chair sort of sitting in the middle of the room, and then the walls are lined with shelves. There's like a closet and things like that, and drawers, lots of drawers, but no desk.
Where are the drawers coming out of?
The wall?
If there's no desk. Oh, so the wall is full of drawers?
Yeah, there's like drawers and things. There's some counters along the... But not like a desk where you sit at. There's no knee hole or anything like that.
Knee hole?
Knee hole!
Yeah, that's a thing.
The entire office is one big desk. We're in a desk.
Yeah, we're in the knee hole.
You're in a knee hole.
We're in the knee hole.
We're in the knee hole.
Knee hole is a term, you guys. That's the space for the knees, especially one under a desk. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what it's called.
That just sounds like something you just said, like the knee hole.
You made that up. Okay, you can tell us whatever you want about pests, but this I don't buy.
Yeah.
Listen, carpenter ants love to infest knee holes. It's a common place to treat.
Tails from the knee hole.
That's a section in Penthouse.
Oh my God. Oh my!
It's getting saucy.
Oh God! All right, Cool. So there's lots of things in the world. Like, we just start stealing all the shit. That's what we do.
Probably.
All right,
yeah.
Move along. We've
okay.
stolen
you've
all
stolen
the things.
Stolen it, and you've left, and now you're in Bear Tower.
Too bad. You were too late, Rafina. You didn't say anything at the time, and now we have all of his stuff, and we're out in the street.
So everyone's in the room then, right? Like, everyone in the party. We're just all just chilling, right?
Correct. And all the 70 NPCs.
And so Krumpelmeyer left,
with
right?
NPCs.
Yeah.
Krumpelmeyer's gone. So you five are there. Four. No, I'm in the screen. I'm not a person. You four are there. Also, Mo is there. Halula is there. Captain Clockface is there. Mm. Pippa is there. Cowl is there.
Okay.
Selenia is there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nick is there.
No! Oh, I wish.
Smells bad.
Oh, ew. You're mean. Okay.
Well, I think at this point, Gwen, because like there's actually downtime, and she's only been with these people for about a day, she would want to take some time to maybe ask some questions. So,
what's your
she
name?
She kind of addressed the room, like, okay, you know. So I'm like, I don't want to be rude, like some people are with their line of questioning to people. However, I being that I don't really know very much about you guys, and now I'm kind of, well, along for the ride now with you guys, I just think it would be nice to maybe learn a little bit more about you and about my company, if that's okay with you guys.
Are we on a tour or something? What's happening? Are we meeting the golden lizard-like unicorn part of the tour of this factory? I'm confused. I didn't sign up for a line of questioning.
No. Not a line of questioning. I just want to learn more about all of you. And if you want to ask me questions, that's fine. I have nothing to hide. Maybe. But I just was curious, though. Like, you guys all seem to have magic. Who gave you your powers? Or did you read and learn magics? Don't everyone answer at once.
I not know how to read. I not have much magic, but I do worship the...
Now I can't remember the full name.
The love.
The luminescent lobster of love?
Yeah.
Is that name of my god? I think so. I only know in Dragonborn. It's Kahulaki.
Oh.
Oh, I know Dragonborn. Because I am one.
Oh. Well, I lizard folk, but I...
Oh, did I say... I meant to say Draconic.
Draconic.
Yeah. And you would have said Draconic in reply.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Bathwack know Draconic too. And all my people do, and I think we'll know a little.
Just a little.
But I get some power from Lobster. That's about it.
Right, we saw you cast a spell in that cave. Well, don't act like you don't have magic. What?
I pray.
Well, what does that mean? Yeah, but you, like, cast a spell or something,
why?
Do you?
I don't. I'm not wizard.
I guess I do. There's a language barrier thing here happening because I don't know that, like, I also am not completely familiar with magic. I'm not like a nerd. I didn't study in a book and, you know, somehow the magical powers just came to me. So I don't know what you're saying about the difference between, so you don't cast a spell, you prayed, and then a lobster claws happened, I think, big mm-hmm. lobster. So you're close with the lobster mm-hmm. situation. So that's his deal. He likes lobsters.
Yes.
Well, what about you, Will?
I had magic come to me. So I don't really even know. I'm just a magical guy.
Roll deception.
Oh, well, I don't really know, but that's okay. Deception. As usual. I wonder, that's probably the roll I've rolled the most.
Total 18.
18.
Anybody who is curious if Will's lying or not can roll insight.
Oh, I can't remember what it is that we know. We learned a lot when we were fighting Strahd and dealing with the aftermath of that.
And, like, Madame Eva definitely made it pretty clear that like somehow the magical powers of her stuff like was giving me magic. I think it's pretty clear around that. Like even if it wasn't explicitly said like Will is the warlock and that's how he got his magic. I think that it was like,
level 10.
Yeah. I think like from what happened, especially cuz she like took my powers away and stuff, that there was that. So you could be curious. I mean, like, I don't think it would be beyond anyone to be curious about whether Will is lying or not about what he
said. Wait, what did you just say again?
I just am a magical guy and I had magic come to me.
You know, it's not the whole truth. That's fine. Bethwex willing to let it slide.
Well, Rafina, do you get your power from worms?
Well, I know. I used to get my powers from one god, but I've decided to switch my allegiance to the rainbow trout. His name's a lot easier to remember, and I really think that I should just I should embrace it because he's in my river.
It's true.
You know?
He definitely
so
is.
So probably he's been giving me my power all along. He and I had a connection, I could tell.
Well, what about you, Bathlack?
Well, ever since I've been young, I just pray.
So kind of like Mo.
Oh!
Yeah, I guess so.
High five!
You guys don't have 4 or 5 fingers. You gotta try that again.
We held up one hand and then 2 fingers from the other one.
So...
But wait a second. We all answer completely honestly. And you don't. What about you? Where'd you get your magic now that we're it's sharing time?
Oh, well, I got mine from Moondreamer.
Mm. Oh, the unicorn?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. But what about the evil Moondreamer that wasn't Moondreamer?
Well, that's my little dilemma there. I don't know. I mean, like, you know, back where I used to live, that's where I ran into Moondreamer and they offered me, you know, powers. And so I took them, which is super cool. But yeah, I that really confused me, the whole whoever I talked to in the cell, because that Moondreamer said it wasn't them, but they did give me a gift and then they gave me my powers back. So I don't know. That really weirds me out. But I originally got my powers from Moondreamer.
Wow.
That's so bizarre. So like a mysterious unicorn invaded your cell and gave you a candy bag. And that's bad? Like
not just a mysterious unicorn, an imposter unicorn.
Yes. Cause then when I spoke to my patron after that, it wasn't them.
But
wasn't
how do you know
really
that the one after was your patron? Maybe the one before was your patron and the one after. What the one after do?
Told me to get the hell out of tomorrow today.
Oh.
In nicer words.
Hmm.
I mean, the one in the cell where it was, I don't know, they were fine, but they said some, I guess I won't say mean things, but...
What they say, Will says, laughing. What did this mean unicorn say? I would love to hear this.
Take notes.
Whip out my notebook and start writing it down. Yes.
It told me that it made Ricardo steal my money, which I thought was very odd for Moondreamer, because I've known Moondreamer for a very long time. It's not really, you know... It's a little out of character for them, but, you know, whatever.
Well, was it supposed to be, like, to launch your successful career in something else? Was he doing, or were they doing it for some other reason? Like, was it?
They said that just, you know, because I wasn't using the powers that they had bestowed upon me.
Punishment?
I got a little too comfortable candy making, and it was kind of time for me to use my powers for good.
For good?
Rafina's offended.
Wait,
that's what Moondreamer said to you in the cell.
Wait, yeah. Candy making isn't good.
I mean, I felt that, but I mean, I guess I mean, yeah, I use the mage hand now and then, but I mean, I don't use a lot of the other powers that they provided me to make my candy, because I... So it seemed a little mean way for them to kind of get me, you know, moving on and, you know, using my powers for good. But, yeah, they have their ways, so...
So Moon Dreamer wanted you to use more of your powers?
Yeah.
Wait, is this the real one or the fake one? Or the first Moon Dreamer 1 or Moon Dreamer 2 in time order? So, yeah. We need to come up with names. Moon Dreamer and Moon Screamer. Which one could be, or whatever.
Boom Teamer.
Boom Teamer?
Room Creamer.
Room Creamer.
How about the Moon Dreamer in the cell?
Okay. But it's got to be shorter. It's still got to be shorter.
Phil.
Cell Dreamer.
Cell Dreamer. Right. Cell Dreamer. Yes. And then mitochondria. Where did you talk to the other one?
That's the powerhouse of the cell.
Well, I talked to the real Moon Dreamer in the bathroom at the restaurant. And then also before we went into that weird warp thingamajigger at Tomorrow Today.
But how do you know that that's the real Moon Dreamer?
I have no
I'm
going to
mess
reason.
With your mind. You look really scared. I'm just asking because, how are you supposed to know?
Maybe every time you talk to Moon Dreamer is different Moon Dreamer in your life.
Holy shit, Mo. High five.
Wait second.
Whatever that was.
Why are there seven. Unicorns in the bathroom? What is happening? Bathwack, do you know about this?
What? There have... I've seen no unicorns in my bathroom.
No, but that you're Wait, is that, not is answering that, was that my your question. Did, you didn't get power from a unicorn. Did you know, Moon Dreamer? Are you being forthright? I seem to remember at the restaurant that Bathwack and Gwen had a moment of talking when no one else was listening.
Well, he didn't come into the bathroom.
Yeah, nobody else was listening. That's for
well,
sure.
I assume they wouldn't let him into the bathroom, but. I just wondered if that had anything to do with it. I'm just asking.
No, good questions. We need to question Gwen because I think she's very suspicious. I start laughing again. Gwen is incredibly suspicious with her unicorn patron and the candy up the wazoo. Don't you think, guys? Whoa.
The evil candy.
No!
The evil candy. Because apparently some patron, whether good or bad, thinks candy is bad. So I think that's what's going on here. Really, truly, there is a bad god or demon around here that doesn't like candy. Candy. I think we should be focusing on that.
You ask me, you know, Will. Gwen's been pretty forthcoming right now. Unlike some of us.
Also, Chiltera said he smelled demon and Gwen was not there.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, but trying not to think about it.
Smelled demon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a god.
Yeah, he did say that.
I mean, Moondreamer is from the Celestial Realms.
This was... Bad guy who ran my lair. He eat gods and he talked to us before we kill him.
Yeah.
Well, he probably smelled gods because he had them in his tummy, right? No, I guess not.
Between his teeth?
Maybe.
Yeah, really.
It'd be a weird thing to mention as you die.
He was also saying that...
He was talking to us.
Right. And he mentioned Savnok. And he said that he smelled a demon, which I think was Savna. I mean, did we ever really know who here, as I look around this room, I have no idea who knows the most.
Why are you bringing up Savnok, Will?
Well, because
Savnok
the Inscrutable was one of these things that we heard in the temple. And there's a bit, we have a long history.
Okay. So, what temple where?
Oh, in Barovia. There was a temple full of bad
Barovia
things.
Again. Okay.
And
can you tell me a little bit about Barovia then? Because
forward 3 weeks.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear about Barovia. Nobody should, and nobody. Oh man, it's still here. And I think that it's messed with this whole world. I know we've talked about this already, but man, I'm sitting in a crappy room full of weird stuff. And
this is nice room.
Oh, yeah, it has walls made of wood. There is no desk. This is
the
certainly
floor
not
is in dirt.
Yeah, it's pretty
There's
nice.
There's no knee hole though.
No, I'm just
any hole can be a knee hole, guys.
uh, Barovia is long past. I'm pretending that Barovia is long past, although I think a lot of us think that
since
it is.
Since we've left, we haven't been able to sleep.
Right.
We feel like things are not right, but we don't understand them.
Right.
Okay.
And well, this, so this Savnak, there was a temple in Barovia, and seemed to be full of ancient gods. And one of them was named Savnak. There were others too.
They
didn't remember
say
any
they
of them
were
well?
Gods. Darbin, Delbin.
What were they?
There was Delbin, the Star of Ice and Hate. There was Savnak, the Inscrutable. Ooh. There was one that Bathwack really liked that was called the Kingmaker, but I don't know the name of that one. And that was
it Fred.
And that, And then there must have been a couple that Lank experienced because he came out with melted eyes and stuff. I don't remember if I got
this
all their names.
Sound good?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
good.
The hellhound.
Maybe it was spirits.
It was an entire temple full of bad shit, and I had a bad feeling. I think the whole time, but like half of us had some good feelings. Basically, it's full of really bad magic, and the skeleton thing was trying to make us choose powers from these demons. And I mean, I didn't take any. Is that
roll
right?
Roll deception.
That is
not right. And also, most of the people in the room know that's a lie.
What did I take? I don't even remember.
You did the one that your voice
Denise
went
knows.
Like all weird.
Yeah. Oh, it made you have a permanent sneer.
Oh, it's because I wasted the magic. That's why I was gone.
You got a chance.
I didn't even get to do my magical power.
What
I just
was
got
the
affected.
Spell? It was like
that
some
was
divination thing.
All right,
it was like,
never mind.
That
was I didn't
scry.
Say that
you could scry three times and you just did it right away and it didn't work. Yeah, and that was the
yeah, and then it never worked again. That's why I completely forgot that I had those. That's hilarious. But yeah, I remember because me and Lank and Bathwack kept getting influenced by that bad the heart stuff in Strahd's castle. So yeah, I wouldn't have said that. I honestly just forgot that I had. Yeah. Okay. So like they forced us to take them really. And then at the end, we all had to like save Rafina and make sure she didn't get any of them. So really we're all heroes. The ones that took the powers really kind of kicked ass and like saved the nice lady,
what?
The nice lady over here. Yes, we did.
Well, wait a second. They didn't call themselves gods, though. They said they were stars.
Yeah, the stars. But they were definitely like...
One of them called himself a star.
Oh, the Star
of
Ice
and
Hate.
But the other ones didn't say that they were gods, right?
Yeah, they did not say they were... Well, I mean, I didn't talk to all of them, I don't think. But if I'm remembering
correctly... You probably all remember that Madame Eva referred to them as the Dark Powers.
Dark Powers.
Dark Powers.
Yeah.
And the Tamblers.
Yeah. So they might not be gods, but they're powers and they were bad. And
so they're here though?
Yeah, apparently. No. That's what so then after that, we went into the stupid Fishville. There was a stupid Fishville that we had to rescue stuff for them.
Norton.
Oh, sorry. Mo is from near there. I shouldn't be calling it that. But oh,
I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Mo lives in a cave. Mo lived in a cave and was like, his people were harassing Norton for a while. So there was that. Sorry, Mo. It's just the truth.
I'm just listening.
Yeah, I know.
I'll correct you when I need to.
It also seemed like Mo was kind of being held captive by... I'm a terrible storyteller right now. I think I am very... distracted by a lot of shit that has happened in the past day.
You're using a lot of words to say very little.
Yes. Welcome to me.
But come to think of it, Will, though, you did accept Savnok's gift, right?
Was that who it
and
was?
Savnok was mentioned by...
Lank did.
Lank accepted Savnok's? Yeah.
Lank was Savnok? Oh, mm-hmm. Savnok is the... Oh, you're right.
I don't remember which one I
Thank
picked.
You.
Do you remember?
All right.
I should remember, and I can look it up. And you would remember. Let's see.
That's right. Savnak, he made it hard for people to read Lank's mind.
Yes. It was
the
a permanent mind blank.
And I can't remember.
But I feel like I wanted that
Will's.
One. Oh, but
oh,
mine
the
was
person,
like a scrying one.
Yeah.
He was talking about liking secrets.
It's probably important that you know the name. So
yeah,
I'll take the time to look
it's
it up.
It's important that I know the name. Good. I have no idea.
I said probably. This is Mo.
Probably. It's probably important you remember name.
Oh, no.
Of star or dark
I'm being
power or god.
Schooled by the NPC.
But I was, I guess what I was wondering is, you know, we haven't heard the names of any dark powers that we refused.
Mm.
Right? Savnak is one that we did not refuse.
Yeah, you've heard two so far. Savnak, and then you all noted that
Delbin,
the guy in the bar, was named Delbin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was just a guy in the bar. But he was the one that had the message come out of him, right?
Yes. You're right that he was the one that was talking about...
Right. Was talking about... He was giving us a message. We need to say that in character if she's really asking.
Oh,
but
here's... it was another star, actually.
Mine?
Will, yeah. Kirad. The Star of Secrets. Kirad.
Okay, see, they... Death, I was right. They all did right. call themselves. At least yeah, a couple more than of them one called did. Themselves. Yep.
Kirad.
I think Delbin was the very first one.
Well...
Yes, Delbin was.
And he was a star of ice and hate.
Star of ice and hate. Very casual about it.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, while we're talking about this, I guess I might as well throw in that the gift that I accepted was from Xantras.
Xantras?
Oh.
Xantras.
Xantras.
Xanax.
Xanax, so... the kingmaker.
Xanax! So, all right. I'll try to actually summarize it and not be so flippant. Yeah, so, like, there were a bunch of bad powers. Some of us accepted some powers because we felt really pressured by this really powerful wizard skeleton scary guy. Then we got out of there and we beat Strahd and we rescued all of the humanity in that, you know, valley. We're pretty great. We broke this curse that's been there for a long time. And when we came out of there, things started going wrong. Like, it snows in the summertime. Gwen, everyone we've met so far thought it was boring that it snows in the summertime. It's normal that it snows in the summertime. What do you feel about that, Gwen?
It's normal for you, Gwen.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Okay, we got to kick Gwen out of the group, guys, because she's not a member of this weird snow thing that's going on.
Yes, sometimes snow. In summer or winter?
Yes, I know, Mo. I remember you already agreed about that.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
What are some of the... So Gwen doesn't have any trouble sleeping. What are some of the other odd things that we saw? Does anyone remember?
Well, there's all these gods that we have never...
The money!
Okay, yes. All the money. Rafina's right. That I'm not going to...
Was your money stolen?
No. Yes, no. Some of it.
Well,
no.
Yes. I mean, its value is questionable.
Is it fake money?
It seems to be real, but I think it's just part of these. Okay. Once we left Barovia, once the mists went away, it seems like there's just a bunch of weird shit going on that we are not used to. And I don't know what that means, but there's a lot of bad stuff. And I look at Selenia because I'm like, I'm ready to talk to you, girl.
Did we all hear her when she said something about Tivoli not being there?
Yes, she was yelling to everybody. I think we were all
there.
I think so.
Yeah, Will, it would be really strange if Tivoli's not here, right?
Well, but the thing is, we talked to Curtis, or you guys talked to Curtis, and said that Curtis knew that. I'm starting to get sad. Will's starting to get sad, but like, aww. You know what? Selenia.
Gwen's gonna give him a hug if he looks sad.
Yeah, no, get away from me! All right, listen. There's only one person allowed to give me hugs, and she is barely allowed to give me hugs. And I point my finger at Rafina, like, "Don't hug me,
Rafina." Rafina inexplicably looks at the ground as if searching for something.
That actually makes Will a little sad inside. Like, oh, she wasn't gonna hug me anyway. All right, anyway. So
she was distracted by something else you said.
So when did we talk to Curtis?
Who's Curtis?
So Curtis is my brother, and he lives in Tivoli. Like, I'm supposed to be living in Tivoli. And Curtis...
Selenia perks up at
this. This is another thing that...
He's the goon that Will is going to send to investigate my town.
That is my brother.
My homeland.
But goon might be accurate, so I'm not actually that offended.
Well, why are you going to investigate Bathwax homeland?
Okay. Investigate is a strong word. Investigate is a very strong word. I'm not sure I agree with that word.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about this now.
Right.
So Curtis is your brother.
Curtis is my brother.
And he's a goon.
And he's not your only brother.
You're a goon, Bathwack. Jeez Louise.
What's his goon?
Just a big dumb oaf.
Rude.
You think your brother dumb?
He just called my brother a goon.
You agree?
I agreed because I'm trying to be somewhat agreeing with some things sometimes. It makes me more bearable in other circumstances.
But also, Batwack not dumb. He leader.
Yeah.
You like your brother.
Well, right. Bathwack's right, the so leader. That's why because Bathwack, whatever. Yeah. Curtis, anyway. Yeah. Curtis, what was the point? Yeah. Curtis. So when we were trapped in Barovia, we found Curtis's weapon, and I told Bathwack not to take it, but he fucking took it anyway. Even though I said it's not his property, he took it. Are we airing all of our grievances right now? Is this going to be a wrestling match soon? I'm looking around the room. Will's looking very cornered. Like, you know, there's too many things coming out right now.
You're just saying things. I'm just listening.
Bathwack was wait a second. I think I'm being very misled. I thought this was an innocent line of questions, but now there's lots of things being. No, it is not.
I don't even know if she's asked a question. Oh, no, she asked one. Where'd you get your magic? Yeah. I guess she's asked a
the
few.
The honesty is suffocating.
This cross-examination.
You talk for like 20 minutes and right. At the end say, objection!
Yeah.
I mean, Will, would it make you feel better to ask me a question?
I don't even have any questions for you. I have nothing. I'm trying to figure out my own shit. Actually, you know what? No, I do have questions for you, but it doesn't have to do with your backstory. Is that okay?
No, anything.
My question, well, it's about tomorrow today, but I mean, uh-huh. is that where we're going right now? Are we changing the subject away from Curtis, the goon?
Doesn't matter. We'll come back to it.
Don't call brother goon.
Uh-oh.
I'm not the one who called him a goon in the first place.
You called him in second place.
I goon. Just was being... I was using the same word somebody else was using to show him how painful that word can be.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, it does sound bad. Isn't that like a mean guy, Mo? Jeez.
I feel like people call me goon in Draconic. Aww. I do not like.
Oh, what?
You
really?
Are not a goon.
You're not a goon. Oh. Well, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, no, I never called you a goon in Draconic.
No, not you. Or
do you want
here,
a sticky brick?
People. Yes.
Here you
he holds
go.
Out his hand.
Gwen hands him a sticky brick.
Is it from the evil bag? The potentially evil bag of potentially evil candy?
It's from the bag that I got back from tomorrow today.
Okay, good.
Mo I'm turns sure evil fine. Because of the sticky brick.
Me goon now.
Oh no. What do they call you in Draconic? What's the word in Draconic?
Falcor.
Falcor? Oh no.
No, Faltor.
Faltor? What is that?
Faltor.
Well, what's Faltor?
Faltor. What? It's more of an
Feltar.
It basically means goon.
Goon. Yikes. I guess I understand that inexplicably. Well, do I know that word? You said I know Draconic word. Like,
I don't know about
I
that one. That's
all right. Faltor.
Faltor.
I know that word.
Oh,
of course.
That
deck doesn't seem to be taking it back. So when did we see Curtis last? How do we know that everything's okay in Tivoli?
Well, so to explain that, I have to explain to Gwen, and I explain the backstory that Denise has probably listened to in the podcast, but the fact that Curtis, like, well, while we were in Barovia, we discovered this weapon, Bathwax stole it, I took it back, and when I touched it, I turned into Curtis. So sometimes I turn into Curtis now. I don't think I'm actually Curtis, but I think there's some kind of swap. And I don't know where I go when it happens. So
you turn into
that.
A lot of different people.
Yes, but I actually turn into this person when this happens. Not just like an illusion, not like a surface illusion. I am gone. Will is not here and Curtis is here. And so using that mechanic at one point in our journey, I was thinking... I actually don't remember why I pulled it out, but I think it was in the middle of some other argument or something. We were on the lizards, I believe. We were swimming down the river on the lizards, and I grabbed the weapon, and I turned into Curtis. So that kind of proved to me that Tivoli still exists, although it surprised me because I kind of thought that maybe we were swapping places because of the weird magic in Barovia, but now this also makes me upset. And I look at Selenia again because I'm like, Will is really starting to wonder if Tivoli does exist.
Well, that shouldn't make you upset.
Right. We were talking with Curtis and he was sort of dreaming. Oh, sorry.
Was he?
Wasn't Curtis, didn't he say he was dreaming?
He was like asking if he was dreaming.
He seemed confused. Yeah.
He was confused.
He definitely didn't seem comfortable with what was happening.
Right. Like, that is not something that we typically, as brothers, do in Tivoli for the rest of the 30-some years of my life. I've never been able to do that. It's not something that I do to, like, call Curtis, like, go Pokemon. That's not something I do. Sorry, Pokemon's a game that we have in Tivoli. It's a card game.
It has to do with dinosaurs.
Ooh. There we go. Dinosaurs. Like they're that. Pretty cool. Perfect. We get a Pokemon game with just dinosaurs in it for Tivoli.
Yeah, I just got another idea what to do with my stationery, my card stock.
Pokemon cards. Nice. Dinosaur.
Can I catch them all?
I hate to interrupt this conversation, but there are beer bottles melting in my oven that I think I am responsible for turning off. Is that true, Alex?
They're not going to melt.
I thought you said a half an hour. All right, I interrupted for nothing.
You guys look over, and there's an oven in this room, and it's full of beer bottles that are melting. Rufina, you just know, and you go and take care of it. You're just in time.
Somebody's sterilizing for his next batch.
Yeah. Kruppelmeier is going to be so happy.
Yay! But Bathwack asked a question about Curtis, and the thing that I had, I was surprised that it worked, but then Curtis showed up. I made it so that Rufina asked questions of Curtis, like, is Tivoli okay? Or like, how's Tivoli? And he still exists, and he didn't act like Tivoli didn't exist, and I'm pretty sure, you know, Rufina said, I was coming home, right, Rufina?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Uh-oh, wait a second. Did you actually tell him that I'm coming home? Or
Rufina looks at the floor.
Oh, no, Rufina.
What's going on? Sorry, I was looking for... What? No, we're good. I was hoping to see another worm.
On the floor? In the wooden room?
Well, do you expect the worm to be in the sky? What do you think, Will? So silly.
You know what? I feel like you guys would think I might think worms live in the sky because I know that I don't know anything about the outdoors. But I do know that worms are under the ground. I think.
Anyway, you may continue your story.
Oh, I don't know if I have much story left. Curtis appeared and you guys said, I mean, I think that Tivoli. Yeah, and then this
lady. And he said Tivoli's there? That he is in Tivoli? Says Selenia.
Who are you?
I told you who I am.
Yeah, but who are you?
Will, you have to be a little bit more polite.
I don't have to be anything.
But if you shower people with politeness, you might get the answers that you're looking for.
I don't want to shower people with anything. Thank you very much.
Your name's not Room Creamer.
What? Room Creamer? Yeah, my name's not Room Creamer. Ew.
Ew.
So gross.
Do I need to summon Room Creamer?
Listen.
That's a move in your Pokemon game, and that is it.
Gwen didn't really say
that. Oh, yeah.
What do you want to know?
I don't want to know anything yet. I am just
ask me who I am. Yeah, what do you want to know?
I'm a little overwhelmed.
Oh, okay.
What's up, you creepy
I don't
lady?
Know. You seem upset, and you
I
know about
upset.
Tivoli. I'm hoping we can help each other.
Selenia,
I don't know.
He's always upset, so I mean, don't take it personally. I did it
that's
first,
true.
But then I realized that's just how he is.
Takes about a day to get used to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, especially with the whole the changing people, you know, changing how they look and everything like that. Like it's just you get used to it after a little bit.
Okay.
Also, you should try giving him hugs.
No,
I don't.
Do not
think I will.
I want to. Okay. Why would you be running so long? Why would people from Tivoli chase you that long?
Do you want to know? You said you didn't want to know.
I mean,
but you also do want to
maybe
know.
Maybe we can talk about that later. I just keep looking at you because I keep thinking about Tivoli because that's my character arc.
Me too.
That's what I want to do.
It's my backstory.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. We should rub our backstories together at some point.
You scratch my backstory, I'll scratch yours.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. All right. Was there any other questions?
Well, this Captain Clockface here, how do you know he's not a Ricardo construct?
Yeah.
He just shakes his head.
Where did he come from?
I mean, we met him in Barovia. He's been with us the whole time, except when we lost track of him recently, and he was... I mean, I believe him when he says he's over in the Rolodex Rooney, but I suppose anything's possible.
Captain, I mean, the Rolodex Rooney is fun. I will admit that. But I mean, so he's from Barovia, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he get warped there like you guys did?
I don't know.
I think he's been there warped? For centuries. I don't know. I think he's been there for a long time.
According
to... He was built by a famous guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was about to remind you all.
Leaf Lip Siege?
Nope.
Nope. That was a the different dead guy.
The shoe guy. No, that was the shoe guy.
That was the shoe guy. He had his name on a shoe.
Yeah.
Blinsky told you that he was made by...
Fritz von Weirg.
There you go.
Yes! I remember.
Nice.
Fritz
I loved that name.
Weird.
That's the reason I remember it.
I did not write that name.
Fritz von Weirg. Weird. So great. Yeah.
How do you spell Weirg?
I think it's W-E-E-R-G, if I remember
okay.
right.
Right. So, yeah, like he's... Okay. Clockface, I believe, confirmed that he was built by Fritz von Weirg?
Yeah.
Did he confirm
I
that?
I think so.
All right. Well, you just confirmed it now. So,
or did I?
Or did
I confirmed I? That Captain Clockface confirmed it. For whatever that's worth.
So, you're sure he's not a construct like the one that... broke my store window.
I mean, I think he's some kind of... I think he's something like that, but I think he's different than the one that Ricardo used.
And you're sure that Ricardo has no power over this?
I mean, he has never had in the past.
Okay.
He hasn't, but I think a big thing that we noticed, I mean, Blinsky made that other one. So we showed Blinsky Captain Clockface, which is what he wanted us to do. Blinsky has apparently started making these things. And
is Blinsky here?
Blinsky is in Barovia. And apparently...
Oh, Jesus Christ, everything is in Barovia.
Right. As either he is like siding with Ricardo or he has no idea what Ricardo is doing with his little thing. But that's an interesting thing to keep. We have to keep that in mind because...
Or maybe he just got paid to do it and he just did it.
Yes. That is... I mean, you know what? That's his business. I would not blame him for that. But it would be nice if we could somehow send a letter to Blinsky. We probably should. Send him a letter. Don't sell to Ricardo Ulysses. You want to send him... you want to send him a letter? Yeah. I've been writing way too many letters recently. I'll give Rafina a pencil and paper.
Thank
I
you.
I have tons.
Didn't I get some stationery, though?
Oh, maybe you did.
I think I could just
Bathwick do it. Looks at you suspiciously when you say I have tons.
Well, I always write letters to my mom. Maybe Will's writing letters to his mom.
Oh, that's
Ixnay on the omme.
Oh, my God. Rafina knows.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Nope. Nope. Don't worry about that. I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. I always write them to my mom. I don't think she reads them or gets them, but...
Oh, she doesn't read them or get... Oh, Gwen! And I give her a big hug.
Oh, well, thank you?
Everyone's mom should read their letters.
Rafina!
Well, I mean, she might. I never get any in return. It's not like I left my clan in the best of terms. So,
Are you sure you're not also Bathwack?
Yeah, Bathwack has a tragic backstory that we have yet to hear.
Oh, mine isn't tragic at all.
Oh, it sounded like it was.
No. I mean, it's
all
definitely
right.
Not
Will
tragic.
Gets bored already. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking asshole.
What a jerk.
No tragedy.
Especially
because
he says that
anymore.
Out loud.
No, I do not say that.
Will's fucking bored already.
No, and it's kind of sad that I didn't leave on the best of terms because, you know, my clan has a very, very strong army who would be able to probably mow over this tomorrow today in a second.
What happened? Why you leave?
Well, let's just say that my clan is a little old-fashioned. And
do they eat their young?
No.
Okay.
But my father, who was the king of the clan, and my brother, Denor, he got to fight and do all the fun stuff. And I always wanted to fight because I'm strong. But I wasn't allowed to. As a female of the clan, my job was to cook and provide for the males. And then also, when I came of age, to continue the clan and make it as big as possible. And that just did not appeal to me.
Oh, God. You need to come to Tivoli. That kind of shit does not fly in Tivoli. That's ridiculous.
Well, but the irony is that you do cook for people now, and you make them as big as possible.
You're right. I got very good at cooking by doing that. But yeah, I basically took my powers from Moondreamer and then left on not the greatest of terms.
Well, because you just refused to follow the gender roles? Is that the only thing that was the thing?
I wanted to fight. I didn't want to just move babies all day.
So did you fight them to leave, or they just were like, bye, we don't like you anymore?
Pretty much that.
That's bullshit.
But it's not tragic. I mean, you know.
I don't know. It's pretty tragic that there's a whole group of lizards that won't let the ladies fight. I mean, come on, guys, right?
That does not happen where I am from. We all fight.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember seeing any lady lizards underground, though.
It was kind of hard to tell.
Oh, gosh.
It's like the dwarves with the women also have beards. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, guys, you all now know more about Gwen than you do about each other.
I know. That's true. Gwen is the one. Gwen is the one that's like, here's my backstory. I'm cool with it. That's pretty badass. Will's like, wow, she just told us everything. What a sucker.
Yes,
no, I'm just
I
kidding.
Have all the power.
No, like, that's pretty cool. Like, she's just like, this is just it.
Will realizes that's the way to do it.
No.
Settle in, guys. Buckle up. No. I hope you have 70 hours.
That's not tragedy. Listen to this tragedy.
He pulls out a microphone. I love it.
And then
Kropelmeyer
comes blasting in the door just as Will gets up to resolve. Yep.
Totally good. It is sharing time. It's time to tell my story.
Cast silence.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah, Bathwack, your stupid sexist tribe shouldn't have, like, taken over. Just kidding. I'm just trying to pin everything on Bathwack, you guys.
Pretty sure we're from different clans.
I don't know. You're all from different places. I have no idea where you're from. I'm just trying to pin everything on you because it's my shtick, okay?
Well, I was taken for a moment, though, because we also have a pretty big army.
Really?
Gosh,
tell us more.
Everyone in this room have a big army?
No, well, it's just a navy.
I guess you've seen some of it, right? I mean, in these flashbacks, you've seen, well, at least you've seen scenes of battle.
I have not seen any of his. I haven't seen any Bathwax background stuff.
Rafine and I were stuck in a very unfortunate vision with, I mean, well, the Beartalka River was lovely until it was overwhelmed by goblins.
Well, we got a nice inflatable ring out of that one. That's when we pulled in the inflatable, you know, we got the ducky out of the water that time.
What?
We got the ducky. Didn't we get the ducky? It wasn't a ducky. It was the water ring.
It's the water ring, and I think Rafina did use it, yes. Mm-hmm. And you always said that a big inflatable rubber duck came out. I don't think that's true.
No, that was in the windmill.
Rafina's so convincing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm very persuasive. This is what you remember.
It's like, that's totally what happened.
This is not at all a reflection of your actual relationship in real life, I'm sure.
So we just pull it out for the podcast.
I think the person who saw the most of the army stuff was actually Nick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Nick and I were actually fighting on the battlefield. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the last real thing said aloud? I don't remember.
Gwen's like, I have some questions.
Oh, nice. All right, let's start. We haven't heard
it. So, Will, tell me about your tragic backstory.
I don't have one. I have a perfectly normal life, and I'm a successful business person.
Roll deception.
Hey!
No, it's an auto fail.
Gwen, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from very far north.
Ooh.
Farther north than Tivoli?
Oh, yeah. Farther north than here.
Have you heard of Tivoli then?
No.
I mean, just from you saying it.
Just died. All right. Wait a second. Where far north are you from? Like, what region?
I'm not from a region around here.
You mean not
from
Six
across
Rivers?
The sea?
Yeah. No, I'm not from Six Rivers.
You're not from Six Rivers?
Are you
sure?
I
didn't know there were any other places.
I'm pretty sure you are.
I am from Six Rivers. I'm sorry. It's very far from here.
I think you're in Carnivore. You're from Carnivore somewhere.
Yeah, around Carnivore.
I see. So... Wait, about we'll as it, north wait, as Tivoli.
Do you know? Where are you looking?
Oh, wait, but you're from Carnivore, so you should have heard of Tivoli. It's very close. Well, I mean, I hadn't heard of it until Will mentioned it, so I understand.
But... Yeah, but you live in a cave or something in a cliff. You probably don't have postal services and stuff, and you probably don't have newspapers. And that is the kind of stuff we have in Tivoli.
So I might be misremembering it, but I'm pretty sure, Gwen, that you are from the... river state of Carnivore, but you weren't close to the actual capital city of Carnivore.
Yeah, I'm not in the capital city.
No.
So would I think that she might have heard of Tivoli? Is my outrage justified? I always joke that I'm outraged when somebody doesn't know.
Carnivore itself is far, and if she's not...
But Carnivore is up north with Tivoli, like all these places down here.
Between Carnivore and Bufflin is Tapperdown. So it's not even a neighboring...
Okay, so never mind. All right, fine. My reaction is fine. Fine. Like everyone, you haven't heard of Tivoli. Great.
That's great.
Yes, I know you have.
I want to hear more about Serenia.
Selenia, I think.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
I've been thinking about this name for... Melugamar.
It's my cat's medication. I can't get it straight. Sorry.
That's a problem for your cat, I think, actually.
I think so, too.
Here, take your Selenia.
I so desperately want to talk to Selenia, but Will is not sure he wants to hear from Selenia in front of everybody.
Right.
So, unfortunately, he's going to be like, but wait deflecting. A second. Gwen said that her father was the king, so we have a princess among us? Or, like, do you not even get a title because you are a female dragonborn?
I just think royalty titles are just...
Oh my
no
God, she's a princess, you guys.
But what is
she's
it? What
a
is
princess.
It? What's the royalty title?
I don't... I've never been called princess. I don't wear a crown like some of you do.
I'm a princess and you're a princess, okay? You can be a princess along with me and Bathwack. It will be delightful. We'll be the princess party. Rafina, we need to make you a crown. But as for the rest of you,
that's great. Everyone's,
no, you're
everyone's
pretty cool.
Been calling
you'll get
us,
one too.
Calling us kings, but we're actually princesses.
That's right.
We're the princess clan. This will be a new clan. We'll just be the princess clan and all of us will fight and do whatever the fuck we want. How about that, Gwen? Will that make you feel better?
I don't want to be a princess.
I don't think Gwen feels bad. I don't think Gwen feels bad. Gwen is happy in her life.
Yeah, I was doing just fine for myself.
You showed up.
Wait, were you though? Because Tomorrow Today really did have... I want to see your lease with Tomorrow Today is really what I want to see. I have a whole ton of paperwork and I pat my bag. I have a ton of paperwork and artifacts that I stole from them. But I really would love to see your lease because I want to see what legal things are in there about, for example, what the hell's the word? Monitoring you, you know, like, can they spy on you? I want to know this stuff. I want to see a legal document from Tomorrow Today. Did you sign a lease? I hope
so. Of course I did. But I mean, you'd have to go back to my house into my files to get it. And I'm not going over there.
Can your, what's that guy's name? That guy that works for you. I am
Alistair.
Alistair. Oh God, I should remember that. That's my middle name. That's weird.
Yeah.
So could Alistair go over there and pick them up for you?
He could, but I'm a little questionable on him at this point.
Really? Did he do something?
Well, why wasn't he put in the cells with us? Why did they let him go?
Oh, I forgot that he was there.
And the little boy, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. The little boy. He's just a scamp. He probably got away. He's that kind of person, I have a feeling.
Are you lying right now?
Nope.
Okay.
Will is happily thinking of the little child pickpocket.
I did not think you were lying. I just was confirming.
No, he's like, yeah, that kid's going to be okay. That's what he's
very
saying.
Very suspicious the way you said it.
Oh, is it? You can be suspicious. Right. Will be surprised.
He probably just slipped away. You know, he's like slippery.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's how Will talks, guys, remember? That's just how he talks.
Well, usually you're also lying.
Right, I know, but that's the thing. He talks that way to throw people off in every regard. So you don't know when he's telling the truth or when he's lying.
It's like when he was young, he realized he was a terrible liar. Mm. So he just decided rather than to improve that, he just makes it always sound like he's fucking bullshitting.
Will
people.
Just has a ton of personality. You are just jealous.
I can't take it.
You can't just take it. All right. Yeah, no, I think that kid just got away because he's a kid and he wasn't actually involved. But, you know, maybe they killed him somewhere and that wouldn't be the first. Kids die around us.
Well, you know.
Not on purpose, Gwen. Not on purpose.
Speaking of the cells, though, do you guys remember how we all went through and it said our names and stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rafina, why didn't it say anything for you?
I'm not sure. I'm wondering if I got my name wrong somewhere along the line.
Rafina, maybe I'm stuck on this, but you were also the only one who didn't accept a gift from Stars.
Oh, shit.
I didn't accept a gift.
Oh, that's true.
And it said my name.
Well, Princess Gwen, maybe you did accept a gift at some point. Maybe it's because you accepted the scary glittery purple sack.
That was after.
Guys, never mind. I can offer nothing of help.
But that was good. That was a good effort, Will.
I'm too confused about timelines right now. Yeah, that is weird, Rafina.
Know.
Are you
but
real?
Maybe I. Do you think that Crumplemeyer might know? He seems. I know it's not his side of things, but.
I think that Crumplemeyer is a very confused
He's a little
inventor.
Clueless, isn't he? Yeah.
I still want to talk to him, though.
Yes.
More at some point.
Yes. Did you want to roll something about Hallulah?
I did want to roll for Hallulah. Yeah. I want to see what, like, as they're talking about Rafina, I want to look over and see what her face looks like. What would it be? A perception?
Insight.
Insight.
Total of 10.
Poop.
She seems interested. What's going on? She's not like picking at her nails or anything like that.
Picking at her nose.
Everybody who went through. Wait, was Hallulah down there too?
Mm-hmm.
Hallulah, did we hear your weight and age, which I was completely offended by? All right.
You were offended by my weight?
Nope, I'm offended by the exposing of personal information. I don't know. I'm trying to make some connections between why Rafina was the only one that they didn't say. Like, did they say stuff for Captain Clockface?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Rafina.
Yeah?
Are you real? Pinch yourself.
You suddenly realize she's been swapped out with the Strahd puppet. It happened all the way back on the airship. Nobody noticed till right now.
My mouth opens on a hinge.
So Gwen pokes Rafina with her nail to see if she's really just made of worms.
Yeah. She's and like nuts. Oogie boogie. Worms and nuts. Oh my God.
I pinch myself and say, ow. I pinch hard.
Maybe not hard enough. That. Maybe you are. Yeah, no, we probably all have been pinched by Rufina. Yeah, God, I don't know. You know what? Maybe the machine just broke. Do we need to ask? Yeah. Wait, what about in these books? I start going through all the books. Is Rufina in these books? Just kidding. I know she won't really be in the books. She might be in the books, I guess.
Do you have a book on the security system and how, like, maybe you have this schema? Wait, that's not what it's called.
I don't schematic. Know what I have. I tried to grab as much as I could, and I have books on the... See, all right. If we're past sharing hour...
Did we actually answer any questions?
Probably not. Poor Gwen.
She barely asked any.
Yeah. Yeah, were we in the middle of anything? Did I interrupt?
Maybe. I mean, one thing we haven't talked about is what it is we're trying to do. I mean...
Yeah.
We have our problems here, but, you know, what are we trying to do?
I mean, I want to see Aeonian anglerfish.
I know that, Mo.
Oh, where is the anglerfish?
Bear Toggle.
Yeah.
Ah, and that's a little bit south of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So one option is to just leave and go find this anglerfish that Mo is talking about.
Right. Ah.
Here's the map. We can now we can figure out where Gwen is from.
It sounds to me, though, that there's a lot of bad stuff that seems to be following you guys, whether you like it or not.
That might be true.
I mean, I'm committed to escorting Will to Voli, although I'm not sure what what we're going to do if it doesn't exist, Will.
Yeah, I think that needs to be my top priority right now is figuring out whether Tivoli exists. Now, I don't know how to do that other than trying to talk to Curtis, but unfortunately, Curtis might not be the best person to talk to as far as complicated concepts.
Very diplomatic.
Hey. Oh,
Why don't you grab that club again and bring Curtis here.
It's not a club.
We'll have a sit down.
It's a punching dagger. Oh,
whatever it is. That stick. Dagger. It's like whatever that thing
is. It's a hand
grenade.
I don't
know.
It's a hand grenade. Yeah.
Mighty Stone Curtis, you pull the pin.
Also, before we resurrect Curtis in this room, I wanted to remind everyone of the other purpose, which I have to figure out what exactly we're doing with it, but we're helping Halula.
Oh, yeah, we're helping Halula.
What does Halula need? Halula, what do you need?
I need to get back to Bear Toggle, right, which I think lined up with your goals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, convenient.
Give her the side eye.
We definitely do want to stop at Bear Toggle, right, Rufina? I mean, anglerfish aside, you want to go home?
Yeah, I've got to check on my flowers. They're probably dead by now.
That's the name of her children.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.